All right, folks, get your finger out and pit your football knowledge against Team OTB to win big. There's €2,500 for the winner of the OTB Final One Standing League on the William Hill app. Guaranteed winner, and it's exclusive to our own league. Just sign up at William Hill Final One Standing. Use the code OFFTHEBALL, that's all one word and all caps, and make sure you sign up before Friday the 15th at 8 o'clock when the new season kicks off. €2,500 to the winner, guaranteed.
Off the ball, GAA.
Ultimately, Galway were the better team, and that's why I'm sitting here not disappointed so much, because the best teams have to win All-Irelands, and that's why Galway are with the Cup this morning.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up for you today, the Ireland squad has been named for the upcoming Women's Rugby World Cup in England. South Africa get the team selection out of the way early for their Rugby Championship opener at home to Australia this weekend. New owners and a new name for English Rugby Premiership side Newcastle. And after Louis Rees-Zammit confirmed his return to the sport, another star could be leaving the NFL to switch back to rugby. First up today then, Ireland head coach Scott Beaman has named his 32-player squad for the upcoming Women's Rugby World Cup. Back row stars Aoife Wafer and Idel McMahon have made the cut, despite missing the recent World Cup warm-up games against Scotland and Canada. Also included is former England prop Elle Perry, who made her Ireland debut in that 47-26 defeat to the Canadians in Belfast on Saturday. McMahon and Sam Monaghan will co-captain the side during the campaign, which gets underway against Japan in Franklin's Gardens on Sunday week. Christy Haney, however, is among those to miss out. The tight head has picked up a hamstring injury and joins Aaron King and Dorothy Wall in being ruled out for the tournament. UL Bowes and Ireland under-20s hooker Beth Buttermer is the one uncapped player in the selection, while Cliona Maloney-McDonald is the only member of the squad to have played at a previous World Cup. Speaking on Saturday ahead of the announcement, Beaman outlined how the players created the perfect training environment in recent weeks.
First and foremost, even from an off-pitch perspective, everybody that's come in has added something, which is give the players an enormous amount of respect in terms of the performance culture and environment that's been created, that people can get an opportunity and come in and not feel like they're not part of something from the very beginning. So, as you know, nothing is consistent as change. I think I've said that relatively not too long ago in elite sport. Christy obviously picked up a bump with a hamstring, which is a real shame for her. It's obviously meant that we needed to bring somebody in the front row. I've been incredibly proud and pleased with how the pathway is performing in terms of developing the likes of Sophie Barrett. So Sophie was in the conversation to bring in. Beth is spending some time with us at the moment. Sarah Delaney picked up a bump, so Beth's come in. You've just seen her around the group today. So the pathway, the under-20s, gave us a chance to see them in competition. So anybody that's come through that process comes in battle-hardened, as in they played relatively recent games. Elle, obviously, my previous work over the water, I'd worked with Elle. We knew what standard she's at, and it got highlighted to us that she's IQ. So we were able to activate a process that could reach out to her, ask if she wanted to come in and for an opportunity with nothing promised. And since she's stepped foot on the ground, she's been brilliant. Some of the girls knew her anyway pretty well, both socially and through the PWR. But she's a really good person. She's a good egg. And today we've seen, actually, she can more than handle herself. You know, coming first cap against second in the world, she's more than handled herself. So she's been able to add on and off the pitch. I'm delighted to have got some time into her so she can put her hand up for selection. Same with the likes of Vanna Kiripati, Ailish Quinn, Nancy McGivray. So these girls have added, it's up competition, which further allows you to magnify your training ID in terms of how we go after that. So the rest of it, they put their best foot forward, and now it's just up to the selection piece.
Going back to last weekend then, Ireland put together a strong second half performance against Canada on Saturday after trailing 33-7 at the break at Avadea Stadium. Former Ireland international Fiona Hayes joined Shane Hannan on Off the Ball on Sunday. She felt there are plenty of positives to take from their display against the number two ranked side in the world.
Yeah, look, I think the set piece has improved massively. I think they're up around maybe 92%. It was only one line out they lost. The scrum, I think they gave away one scrum penalty, but this Canadian outfit, even the girls on the bench that came on from Canada have been in two previous World Cups already. So if you look at our squad compared to those props, for the girls to go out and be able to sustain that pressure at scrum time, their body form, shape, everything, it took a couple of scrums to get into it. But I think the set piece in general, they'll be very, very happy with that. They disrupted a lot of Canadian ball at line out time as well. And if your set piece is functioning, and I suppose we've seen that the attack is somewhere they can, if they can get the ball wide, if they can find the space, they have the ability to score. So we know those are two positives. Just on the back, I suppose, of that first half, you'd be a little bit worried around the penalty count. And I suppose there was 35 missed tackles in the game. So the defence, compared to when they played England in that big game, like they chatted about, it was a little bit different. And how they started was a little slower. So I think that's an area they'll need to work on, but certainly so many positives.
Ireland round off their pool stage campaign against the defending champions New Zealand, and Hayes feels that bouncing back in the second half against such a high quality side in Belfast will really stand to them in this World Cup.
It was touch and go there for a while. Like if you're coming out of the back of that and you know you're I suppose 40 points down to 7 and they kick on and you're looking at a 50-60 point scoreline and then you're heading off to World Cup, I mean that can hit a squad hard. But I feel on the back of WXV1 and how they've played against the big teams, that he knew that this group in particular needed that big hit out, needed that. And they did have the ability, as I said, to put scores. I watched USA against Canada last week. I've watched England. They're very, very hard to score against. And Ireland were able to score 4 tries against them, you know, and it wasn't picking goals. It was literally creative, finding that space and attacking that space. So it was kind of, before the game, I was wondering, Scotland, I understand. I thought, you know, you might give yourself a nice run out against an easier team. But after the game, everyone's injury free. And I felt like there was a big boost because you're looking at these Canadians thinking they are up there with the best. And we're not very, very far off.
If you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, including our coverage of the upcoming Women's World Cup and the start of the URC season, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. Some other news to bring you today. South Africa have named their team for this weekend's Rugby Championship opener against Australia. Damian Dialende and Cheslin Colby have been ruled out of the game at Ellis Park due to injury. Colby's absence means that rookie winger Edvil van der Merwe will join the back three alongside Kirtley Aranza and Afalele Fassi, while Andre Esterhuizen will join Jesse Creel in the centre. Sia Khaleesi moves to number 8 for the first time in his international rugby career. It's a 5-3 split on the bench for head coach Razzie Erasmus, with the Leinster second row RG Snaeman surprisingly left out of the match day 23. The Springboks will welcome Joe Schmidt's side to Johannesburg on Saturday before another meeting next week in Cape Town. English Premiership side Newcastle have confirmed that Red Bull have completed a full takeover of the club. The club have also been renamed, so they were Newcastle Falcons since 1996, but will now be known as Newcastle Red Bulls. Steve Diamond will remain as director of rugby, with their first match of the new season at home to Saracens on the 26th of September. The Austria-based company already has significant interests in football, motor racing and winter sports, among other things, but the Newcastle takeover marks their first venture into club ownership in rugby union. And finally today, after news last month of Louis Rees-Zammit's imminent return to rugby, another former player could be ending their NFL sabbatical early. Former Wallabies utility back Jordan Pataia had signed a 3-year contract with the LA Chargers back in April, but he picked up a hamstring injury in a preseason game against the Detroit Lions earlier this month, and he's now been named on the injured reserves list by the franchise, with the deadline for their final roster fast approaching. Pataia spent all of his senior rugby career career with the Queensland Reds, last playing for them in 2024. He also has 31 Australia caps to his name. It's expected that he won't make the cut for that final roster. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily later in the week.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.